Good morning. Long time no see. It's Tuesday. I had to think for a minute. It's Tuesday, February the 10th, 7:49 a.m. This is 46 degrees is the official temperature. I suspect it really is, but the problem is that it's pretty windy and the wind is kind of raw, so I'm glad I wore my long johns. I'm glad I'm wearing my parka. I hope the headset is working. I can't really tell for sure. The earbud on the microphone side has stopped. So I don't know if that's something, not the microphone, the headphone and the microphones, the earbud and the microphone side of this wired yoke has stopped playing. So I don't know if it's something in the head piece, the earbud itself, or if it's something in the wires that's messed up. I did a little test earlier, it seemed to be recording, but of course now it's the real one, so who knows what it's doing. So I haven't talked to you in a while, it's like 2 weeks, and I can't really say I've been doing a lot. Mostly just putting little red circles on my calendar, trying to cope with all the stuff that's happening in the family with the ongoing difficulties with my wife's health, my younger daughter's ongoing difficulties with school, trying to get enough sleep myself. I have to stay up late to make sure that the kid goes to bed, and then I have to get up early to make sure that she gets up on time and then gets off to school when she does. She's already missed way more days of school this year than should be allowed, and I have to get with the school and we're going to talk about some sort of accommodation. I hope this week, because we need to do something. But I've been sort of lost in the ozone. I've been sort of missing in action myself. I got beyond Coastline and got all the paperbacks out except for South Coast, and the forward momentum went ka-chunk and landed on the ground without any wheels. So it just sort of sat there. Played too much. I don't say I read too much. I've been reading a lot. I've been reading a lot of science fiction. And there's some good stuff. There's some really mediocre stuff. Bill Zellman. I don't know if I talked about Bill Zellman. Bill Zellman has a really nice story about Exile to the Stars or something. Generation ship. Except it's not a generation ship. It's a colony ship that's been sent off. And all of the difficulties that they face. I think I talked about this before. It was really disappointing because there was a lot of stuff that didn't draw you into the story, and yet I found myself reading it anyway. There was a lot of stuff that I thought was missed opportunity for him to use. And I read it, but I didn't really enjoy it. There was a lot of it that was faintly reminiscent of Stranded in Haven. And then I've been reading Omega Force. I think I'm up to Omega Force 4. And Joseph Dizel, something like that. He's come a long way. I'll give him credit. He still doesn't seem to understand point of view. He still has these cinematic sorts of point of view breaks. And I'm sitting here asking myself, it's like, okay, as a writer, as someone who appreciates craft, this is not fun. This is not crafty. The story, and I'm guilty of it myself, I have to say. I've had a couple of places where, particularly in South Coast, where my point of view breaks, I didn't correct them. I left them. And there's a couple of places in South Coast where the point of view breaks are totally uncrafty. I just put the phone in my pocket. We'll see if I continue to have a recording afterwards. Or even if I have a recording so far, I don't really know. So part of it is, as a writer, they pop me out of the story. They make me go, oh, that was unfortunate. As a reader who doesn't, may not necessarily have a good grasp on point of view, does it work anyway? And I don't know. Once seen can't be unseen. And so finding really good stuff to read has been a bit problematic. But I will confess that I have enjoyed the strictly pulpy nature of Omega Force. If I look at it as not high science fiction, and not even particularly good science fiction, there is a pulpiness about it that works pretty well. It's all smash and grab. It's all, for the most part, the characterizations are somewhat thin and a bit stereotyped. And yet, I find myself, when I get to the end of one, I find myself looking at my to-be-read pile and going, meh. And picking up the next book in the series. So there's something about Omega Force that has been attractive. My wife has been watching the Netflix Stan Lee's Superhuman. I think she got through the couple of seasons of Superhuman, and she watched it because it was mostly like, seriously, a lot of the stuff was iffy. Some of the stuff was moderately interesting, but she watched it for the, I think she watched it for the odd value. Guy could hold his breath for 21 minutes. The guy could shoot two targets in less than a tenth of a second with a handgun. I don't know, she was engaged for several days. And now I'm out of the wind and I'm beginning to build up heat. At 9 o'clock, the top of the hour here, I've got to go. Top of the next hour, I guess. I've got to go to the dentist and get a cleaning. But it's been so long since I've done the walk. And the longer I go without the walk, the harder it is to get started. So I figured, well, this morning I don't really have weather as an excuse. I took the kid to school and then came home and didn't go into the house. I just started walking. It's not going to break any speed records, but I need to get my legs broken in again. One step at a time, one step at a time. Just sort of how I do the walk. A couple of people have asked about getting box sets of books. I've got two full collections of the Cher series claimed. I think I may have as many as six more, I'm not sure. Well, my problem is that I've got to go to the post office and get them weighed and figure out what's the best way to get them shipped. And I suspect that priority mail, a priority shipping box, is the right answer. I don't know what the small shipping boxes cost, but I suspect that's the right answer. It's pretty hefty. It's at least, one, two, three, four, five, six. It's probably close to 10 pounds. The six books. And so I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go. We'll see. One day at a time is how it's going to go. And at some point I will get a box set for my cousin and get a box set for Dan Sawyer. I owe him a set because he did the covers. And I have to go through and count. I don't know if I have... I don't really know if I have six left. I didn't sell very many at the... con. I'm not terribly surprised. It was one of those interesting cons. These books are not... Paperback is not where my audience is. So, Cape Grace. I need to be working on Cape Grace. I'm not working on Cape Grace. But I need to be working on Cape Grace. I also need to be recording. I need to do something that will pop me out of my sort of malaise. The walk is a good start. I gotta get the walk started. I gotta get the walk going. I've gotta keep the walk going. So, with any luck at all, you'll hear from me more frequently than you have in the last couple of weeks. The February weather is unseasonably warm, which may last and may not. We could get a blizzard tomorrow, the way things go here. Unzip this jacket. I'll have to put on a fresh shirt before I go to the dentist because this one's getting all soggy. Yeah, it's just as well. So we've had Imbolc. Groundhog Day, don't know. I don't know what Punxsutawney Phil saw. I don't know that it matters. I didn't exactly celebrate other than to think, oh, I should have gone for a walk. Yeah, I'm not walking very fast. My legs are tiring. So I'm getting down to the last quarter mile here. Legs are tiring pretty significantly. But I'm still alive, I'm still kicking, I'm still fighting the ferrets. I think one of the problems here is that I have sort of dropped back into depression again a little bit. It's perhaps I didn't let it get as deep as it sometimes does. Oh, and the other thing was that I ran out of my vitamins. I've been taking a men's 50 plus vitamin supplement at the end of the day with my normal meds. And I ran out. And then I kept going to the store and not getting them, not getting a new bottle, not resupplying with the vitamins. Now, I don't know if it's really that's significant in terms of the actual chemistry, but a lot of my reduced energy seems to have come from that. Started around the same time. It could be just coincidence, it could be a confluence of different aspects, different factors. Good morning. But I did resupply and I've been taking them for a couple of days now. I hope it's going to help. Yesterday I was so tired, I couldn't move. I could barely see. I had a therapy appointment and that was all I could do to keep from falling asleep on the couch. And yeah, that's sort of been my life. Barely awake. Stumbling along. But today is a new day. Today is February the 10th, 2015. I don't remember if I said 2014 or 2015 or what I said at the beginning. Probably was wrong, whatever it was. A few more days till Valentine's Day and a couple days till our anniversary. So yeah. Here I am, at the back gate. after long last, after these many days of not, here I am, walking again. Where's my walking thing? Here it is. So, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.